50 wins for him. Always feel good when he's on the mound, especially trying to win a series in a rubber match. So, you know, I think he got a little out of whack there in the third, but true to form, he righted the ship there and gave us another great start. I think got 9 strikeouts. Yeah, he's, I always talk about how special he is. And like I said, it was great having him on the mound in this rubber match to win a series. And, you know, the offense, we scored early. I thought we put together some really good at-bats against Nola early on. And then, you know, would love to scratch out a few more, but bottom line is, you know, we scored enough and then we won a series.
But to see Sale deliver there in that situation, 3-0 to Harper, and you kind of know who he is. Is it a, you know, does it even just intensify when it's future Hall of Famer against future Hall of Famer there? And
yeah,
well, what do you see from Sale there?
Yeah, and I mean, when you look at the box score, it doesn't seem like that was a big out, right? 6-0 at the time, but the bases were loaded, and you got one of the best hitters in the game, one of the most dangerous hitters in the game up. So it was a big out, and it's what Sale does. I mean, virtually every time out there, when it's a big spot, or you know, there's some guys on base, or just a big moment in the game, he goes and gets more. And you've seen a lot of the great ones do that over the years. But yeah, it was 6-0, but that was a huge out. It was, you could make an argument that was a turning point right there, even though it was a 6-0 game.
Well, we keep talking about, you know, it's early, it's a long season. I think everybody understands that. But I mean, you look at the way you guys are playing. Do you think it's okay, even though it's early, for guys to kind of puff their chest out a little bit and say, hey, we're a good ball club?
Well, you know, everyone feels good about what's going on right now, but we also know the long game here. Shoot, 21, we were under 500 in August. Lost our best player at that time, and we won a World Series. So some of this stuff, the math doesn't work out, you know, and you start getting ahead of yourself, you know. So we gotta be careful there. I mean, we're good. We're really happy with how we're playing, how we're pitching. We're playing all facets, really. Now, every once in a while, we'll have a clunker. You know, I don't know if you consider last night a clunker, but anytime we've had that this year, virtually every time we come back and play like this the next day, there hasn't been any of these prolonged stretches yet. And look, they may be coming. I mean, that's the nature of this game. But I think we're better equipped to handle those, you know, those stretches where we're struggling. We're just better equipped, you know. We're just deeper in every area. You know, even now, we're far from full strength. I mean, a long shot from full strength, really, when you start taking everything in consideration. So it's nice to get out to this good start and then potentially get even better as the season goes on, at least on paper. Then you got to go out and do it, right? But we've done a great job. I mean, there was a lot of doom and gloom, and I get it. Coming out of spring training, we lost 4 more starters, you know, after losing our entire rotation a year ago. Lost our left fielder. Our shortstop was down before spring training. Catcher. So there's a lot going on, and these guys have responded. So that's been a great sign. I mean, that's the fact that we're playing the way we are, and really, when you look at it, we're not even close to full strength. Now, that doesn't mean when we get to full strength, we're going to play better than we are now. We just don't know. Like I said, sometimes the math doesn't add up in this game, but it's a great feeling being where we're at right now, a few weeks into the season, with everything that's happened.
Well, can you tell us about Chris Sale's mental toughness to be able to get through those innings and also to shake off 90-mile-an-hour line drive going at his head?
Yeah, he's a model of that, right? He's a model of mental toughness. I mean, just look at his career and the injuries he dealt with when he was in Boston. Having to come back from that. I mean, how many guys have won Comeback Player of the Year and Cy Young in the same season? I mean, he's just special, you know, and a lot of it is from the neck up. He's just a vicious competitor, and you watch him in the weight room in between starts, and it makes sense. You know, he's like clockwork in there. And so that's why he's still throwing like he is at this point in his career. You know, you can say the same thing about a guy like Martin Perez. He's the same way. It makes sense why these guys are still performing late in their careers. Martin's the same way. He's an animal in the weight room, and he never misses a day in there. So there's a reason why these guys have longevity and have been successful for a long time, but Sale's the model of that.
Can you tell us about your pitching plans for the Tigers?
Yeah, Tigers, we're going to go Martin on Tuesday, Darryl Ritchie on Wednesday, and Elder on Thursday. Yeah, and our rotation right now, to be honest with you, is series to series. You know, we it's crazy, but that series in D.C., we were trying to cover our bullpen this entire series against the Phillies. We were never at full strength. And even today, we got a 6-0 lead, and I'm pacing in the dugout because I just know that we got guys down again today. And so it's been a challenge trying to cover 9 innings this series. And we still won a series, which is great. But you saw we had, you know, Lopez was warming up during the game. Martin Perez was if Sale goes anything less than 6, Martin Perez is in that game. So that's why it's been tough to commit to a rotation this last week or so, because we've been trying to cover our bullpen, because of the short starts we had, a couple of them there in D.C. But it's been all hands on deck for, the last 4 or 5 games, really. So, but that will be the rotation against the Tigers.
Will Lopez remain a reliever for now?
For now. And look, we see him as a starter, and he's working through some things, delivery-wise, that type of thing, and he's getting there. And when he's right, he's one of our best starters. He was our number 2 coming out of camp, even with some of the issues he had at the end of spring training. So we see him as a starter long term. But right now, trying to iron some things out, he's going to help us out of the pen in the short term, right? And again, I give you the rotation for the Tigers, but we go to Colorado, I believe, after that. We don't know what it's going to be there, so it's series to series with the rotation right now.
What can you tell us about JR's preparation coming in for his next outing after that performance he had in Washington?
Yeah, I know he's a sharp kid. He got really good feel for a kid his age. Real great composure, high baseball IQ. It's pretty impressive for a 22-year-old kid. So he's got the makings of a starter. Because look, you see young kids with talented arms, but they don't. Sometimes the aptitude isn't enough to be a starter long term. We've seen that before. It takes a lot of aptitude to be a starter, to navigate lineups multiple times and that type of thing. And the guys get weeded out at some point. But JR's got all the makings of a starter, long term in this game. He's got the weapons for left-handed hitters, right-handed hitters. He's got the mentality, the composure, the aptitude, all those things. There's a lot of things in order with this kid. Then the league's going to start game planning for him and all that stuff, and he's got the counter punch, but he's got the weapons to do that. So the first impression has been really good.
Anything else for Walt?
Yeah.
One more?
Yeah. Well, just what kind of luxury has it been to be able to slide in guys like Dubon and Eli White in center field when Mike's not available?
Yeah, no, I talk about the depth of our roster all the time. It's different this year than it's been for 9 years that I've been here. It's just different. It's more versatile. It's more athletic. And so it allows me to do some things over the course of a 9-inning game. I talked about Dubon. I think there's been a few games where he's played 3 positions in 1 game, allowing us to get the right matchup and that type of thing. So it's certainly a luxury. Yeah, for sure.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you all.